full of unfulfillment. Once upon a time, this particular once upon a time being not as long ago as your average once upon a time, there lived in a village, back when you could call living in a village really living, a guy named Ralph the Vaguely Unfulfilled. Now, Ralph was never able to put his finger, or even his brain, directly upon the reason he always went around feeling vaguely unfulfilled. He just knew he was, well, vaguely unfulfilled. When he was at home, he would meander around the house and rearrange things, or he would read books and newspapers to pass the time, or he would listen to radio shows on his trusty Philco, or he would stare at his kids and his wife and his dog and feel proud, though vaguely unfulfilled. Or he would go to bed a bit too early, hoping he'd sleep through some of the empty time. Only, he mostly just lay awake feeling, you guessed it, vaguely unfulfilled. Then one day, somebody out there invented television and started marketing it to guys like Ralph. And finally, after holding off for years and hoping he'd find some less expensive way to feel fulfilled, he broke down and purchased a television set. After that, for the rest of his life, Ralph, the vaguely unfulfilled, would sit there night after night after night, and much of the day and night on weekends, staring at the TV and switching around to see what else was on. After many years of watching TV, Ralph began to realize that he still felt vaguely unfulfilled. But by that time, it was much too late to do anything else with his time. Much easier to sit and control the TV than to meander much or read much or stare at his kids and grandkids and wife and dog very much. Besides, there was something comfortable about sitting there, staring at a TV set night after night. When he was doing that, he couldn't be accused of wasting time, since just about everybody else around him sat and stared at the TV set too. Indeed, he would have shocked his family mightily if he'd ever gotten up, turned the TV set off, and announced that he would not watch another TV show for 5 years because he was damned well determined to do something else with his time. That would have caused gossip and fear among his friends and family for years to come. So, of course, he never did that. Now, Ralph is virtually mated with his TV set, and he never has to do much else since he'd retired from his job. Now, he can stare and seem busy and dream the cathode ray dreams that made him feel vaguely unfulfilled, but busy. So Ralph will go on to live vaguely unfulfilled ever after.